I'm here with Paul Norton, under-19s coach, doing our match report from Coringle, round 6. Mr. Noodles, what's cracking, mate?
Not much.
Last week we took on the ladder leaders. They were undefeated, and which they still are. We had an exciting match, finished in a draw. What was your take on things?
I think we believed we could win, and we were in that position too. It was just... I thought we played really well. I'm not going to dwell on it because we've got a bigger game this week. So.
Yeah, and a lot of positives take out of it.
Yeah, heaps of positives. There's no negatives. I could not find a negative apart from the umpire decisions, so, which is it's a weekly thing.
Yeah, you get that, both sides.
Yeah.
Best players, who are your special mentions from the game?
Again, back line held up really well, Dilbert. Rick Chisholm, killing it again. Jimmy's I think been in our best players. Last 4 weeks he's really come along in heaps and bounds. Probably our most improved player this year from last year. Harley on the half back, see, it's all our backman.
Yeah.
But the whole ground, everyone did well. Chiz, he didn't play the first quarter. I kept him off until the game settled. I put him back up in full forward and he found some confidence. He kicked 3 for us.
Yeah, dish one off.
Right. Yeah. It was really good to see because his confidence was right down. He couldn't get near the ball. And we just told him to use his body, use his strength. And he did. He used it really well. So I really wrapped with him as well.
Good stuff. The Chiz. I did try to bug him last week just to let you know that I was going to ring him up to ask him for a match report. And he didn't get back to me. No. So that's why you're being harassed here on Monday night.
No, that's all right.
I'll get him one time. Moving on to this week, EDS, they're in the top 4 as well.
Yeah, they're sitting just above us, 2 points above us now. We're just 2 points off second place. So, but this is a game we have to win to drop them down below us. We need to be sitting second or third and start putting games on the teams below us. But if we drop this one, well, we'll find ourselves probably out of the 5.
Yeah.
And it becomes a battle then.
Yeah.
So we'll get over this week. And then look forward to YC the week after. But this week it probably is an 8-point game.
Yeah, they're definitely getting towards the halfway mark as well.
Yep.
I remember you discussed a couple of weeks ago that the goal kicking side of things, is trying to get the score on the board or a winning score on the board, was a factor.
Yep.
You found more avenues than that in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
I guess only
our structure, just trying to find that void at centre half forward. We tried a different thing this week with Birksie there. That didn't come off. So quarter time, we put Lee there, gave him the job. Chiz back to full forward. And Lee actually had worked for us. In the first 2 minutes he was there. Presented well, took a couple of good marks. Actually had 2 shots on goal in that second quarter. Missed both of them from about 10 out. So not impressed on that. But it made us actually... open up our forward line a lot more, and the ball was coming in a lot better too. So
good to hear. Cool.